I'm sorry, what was that, Miss Hillary?
Nothing. I'm just frustrated, I guess.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O, the floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
Hi, O. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Akitha. I'm calling from Target Card Services again, and we have a mutual client, Ms. Sailors, on the line. Now, she took a free survey for you guys in regarding if she took a free survey, she could possibly win a free iPad, but she did not see or was aware of that it would automatically enroll her in a subscription. And it did, and now she's wondering if you guys are able to remove one of those fees or both of those fees as a courtesy of the $49.89 that she was charged, being that she was not aware of it.
Okay. So I'll be more than happy to assist and, you know, see what options are available. May I have the customer's zip code, please?
I guess you have my mailing address, 60419.
All right, just a moment. And can you provide me your first and last name again, please?
Yes, it's Constance, and the last name is Humble Sailors.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
Same address, 14337 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Dalton, Illinois, 60419.
All right, just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding. So I show that you did sign up for our sweepstakes that was partnered with our meal plan Bites Hub, and I'm of course in the terms and conditions. It is explained by signing up for the sweepstakes, you would also be signing up for our service, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy. So this initially occurred. It shows you did complete a entry into the sweepstakes for a chance to win the iPad. Now, by doing so, of course, enrolled you in that meal plan Bites Hub, which is priced at $49.89 a month. I definitely, you know, understand there was a misunderstanding as far as with the terms and conditions when you did sign up for the sweepstakes, which I do, you know, apologize as well. So it does show that your account has already been canceled, which will prevent any charges from being made at this point. I definitely understand that you are, you know, possibly requesting a refund. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. You know, and then the young lady I spoke to yesterday said that I would have gotten a download or something introducing your service. I never got any of that either. I looked in my emails and junk mail for the date, and I got none of that either. So, you know, it just happened that I was looking at my statement for Target, and I saw it on there. I didn't even know what it was. And so I called Target first. They told me to call the vendor. I called the vendor to ask, what is this? I don't even know what this is. And then she explained that it would have been a download. I should have gotten an email. I haven't gotten that either. So I got nothing for $49.89.
On yep. each month, correct?
For it was each just month? It was just one because going forward, they canceled anything going forward.
No, so it looks like they charged you in December and they charged you in January for $49.89 for each charges.
That will be correct.
Okay, I didn't realize that either because I'm only seeing one charge of $49. So I guess that might be on the next statement.
Right. So in regards to this, ma'am, I definitely understand there was a misunderstanding. Initially, upon sign up for the sweepstakes, an email was shows that it was sent. The email address we have on file is constant_yourlastname@yahoo.com. That's where it would have been sent as far as with the, you know, verification of the enrollment of the meal plan and also the link to download the mobile application as well.
I didn't get anything. So how do I know that, you know, you were sending me anything? How would I even know?
You of course, if you, you know, have, may have recently reviewed through your email, you would have shown, you know, the name of the subscription, because that's what the email would be titled, Bytes Hub. And it would have been sent through under that name via email.
Well, like I said, I went back to my emails, you know, for that date, and I have nothing there. I went to the junk mail, and I have nothing, you know, for that date. And I'm just, you know, concerned that, you know, I'm being charged for something I didn't even get.
Right.
So is there a way that you guys can do anything at this point for our customer?
So as far as with the, you know, refund, in regards to that, we would not be able to issue a refund. The charges will be valid. When the customer did sign up, she did go through a verification process when she did sign up for the sweepstakes, which pretty much verified any recurring charges as non-fraudulent. So we would not be able to issue any refunds. She would, you know, have to take those matters through you all as far as beginning a refund process, but we would not be able to issue any refunds at this time.
So you're charging me for 2 months of a subscription that I don't show, I'm not showing any downloads. I see yesterday's notification that came through order cancellation. I have that. I have no other downloads from Bytes Hub.
All right. I definitely understand that, ma'am, in regards to that. But I do show that the email was sent out. I know, you know, you're stating that you haven't received it. But it does show, you know, as far as with the account, everything is canceled. There won't be any further charges. You know, as I've indicated, we will not be able to provide any refunds. The charges that have occurred at this point are will be considered valid.
So when was the email sent out?
The email was sent upon initially signing up. That was on December the 20th. Of 2021.
And then you said to what email?
Her first name underscore last name.
Can you spell it? Can you spell what email it went to?
Constance. It's spelled exactly as your first and last name. Constance underscore unblessed sailors at yahoo.com.
Was there a hyphen in the in sailors?
No, ma'am.
Humbles and
it's only an underscore, so your first underscore last name at yahoo.com.
Can you spell the last name that you sent it to?
UMBLESSAILERS. It's spelled exactly as your last name. That's on the account.
I have no email. And you know, this is what concerns me, that I'm paying you know, almost $100 for something I never got.
Right.
I never got, never used, never was interested in it at all. So you're getting $49.89 twice for me, and I got no email, no download, not taking advantage. Is there a way that you can see if a customer downloads anything?
No, ma'am. So I don't have the capabilities to check, you know, to see. And it's not based upon if you download it or not. Once you are automatically enrolled into that subscription, you're billed every month for that. So even if you're not using the app, you're still going to be billed every month for that. But, of course, you don't have to worry about, you know, receiving any charges because your account has already been canceled, which has been done on as of the 25th. So, and like I said, in regards to that refund, there's, you know, not any options available as far as for receiving a refund today. So those charges will be considered valid due to our terms and conditions that were agreed upon.
What a gimmick. So I got to take your I have to take your word that an email was sent, whether it was sent or not, and pay $100 for an email. I'm looking at all of my charges that would, or all of my emails that would have had Bytes Hub. And the only two I have here are the cancellations.
Okay. So what I've done for you, ma'am?
I have 1,000. I have 1,000 emails that I keep email.
Yes, ma'am. So I've already resent the notification to you. So you should be receiving that within the next 3 to 5 minutes. I would just, you know, recheck your email. If it's not in the inbox, recheck the spam folder. In regards to the meal planning application link, because that's the only thing we would have sent by email was a link on how to download the app.
I'm in my junk mail, and the only two things that I'm looking at is something that came yesterday as a cancellation.
I just sent this, ma'am. So I explained 3 to 5 minutes. It may take a little longer than that.
No, I'm talking about prior to. I'm talking about as of December 20th.
Right, and I understand you didn't receive those, ma'am. I know you have already confirmed that. I've already submitted a new email that's going to be sent within the next few minutes regarding that enrollment and the link for the app as well.
And so, what am I to do with that? I'm not.
You know, as far as the refund, ma'am, I've already, indicated that that is going to be a valid charge. There's, not any refunds that I can submit for you. So the only thing I can do is just send the email that I can't submit a refund.
So I think what he's saying, Ms. Saylor, is because even besides, like, what you did not receive, because you did go through that survey, which also had terms and conditions, is what you do that survey, you're also enrolling in an automatic renewal. Not renewal, but automatic subscription with that meal plan when you did complete that survey. So because you did that, it already enrolled you in that, which makes the charges liable even if you did or did not receive that email that they sent to you on the 20th. So it's nothing that I guess he can do in regards to you completing that survey, and once you completed that survey, it did enroll you in that. For you agreeing to their terms and conditions. So it won't allow him to process a refund being that.
Yes, ma'am.
I received just what he sent, and it says this message has not been downloaded from the server.
No, ma'am. This song, the email is still in the route to you. It hasn't, been sent. So that would, the email you're looking at now would not be an email sent from us. It's going to directly say Bites Hub.
It says Bites Hub.
And this email was just sent because I just submitted it like 1 to 2 minutes ago. So you shouldn't haven't received it just now. It is again from my end showing that it's still in the process of being sent.
I was in the junk mail, and it came up that it hadn't been downloaded. Now I'm in my inbox, and it says the message has not been downloaded from the server.
Okay. Well, I'm not exactly sure of that, ma'am, but like I said, you should be receiving that email. That I'm not sure if that would be an email sent that I've just sent. This should directly have the name, and it also have the link as well. If a link is not in there, then that's not.
It has the name, Bites Hub Customer.
All right, but if it doesn't have the link, ma'am, that's not the email I just sent. Make sure you wait for that to be sent. It does show that it is still en route to being sent to your email address.
Okay. Well, it says access your Bites Hub plan. That's what I just opened, and there's nothing there.
It sounds like that may be a old email, ma'am. If it's a older email, then it may, give you problems as far as with opening that. That's not a new email that was sent.
Came in at 10:04 a.m.
Okay.
And that's in my inbox. 10:04 a.m.
Right. So again, ma'am, everything is canceled. You don't have to worry about any charges from this point. If I also may ask, did the representative give you the confirmation for the cancellation today?
Yeah, cancellation for last night. Yes, they gave me a cancellation number. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
right.
You know what you're saying to me, and we're kind of moving fast here. What you're saying to me is that you were sending me the download subscription at this point, since I'm paying for it and I didn't get access for 2 months of it. You're sending it to me now. I have nothing.
I've resent it again, ma'am. So you would need to wait within the next 3 to 5 minutes to receive that. It possibly can be 10 minutes, but you should be receiving that within the next few minutes. I've resent the email.
And it's just a digital to how she downloads the app, not necessarily anything besides that, right?
That's correct.
So it's just their directions on how she would download it.
That's correct. That's what I was trying to explain.
Right.
You know, even with us sending that, it's just basically a link to download the app. It's not, you know, logging into the app or, you know, anything along the lines of that. It's just a link.
Okay. So it would have been a link that I can't at this point access. So I paid for it, but I can't access it for any time that I paid for because the months have gone past. Is that what you're telling me?
No, yes, ma'am. Right now, your account is canceled, so you no longer have the subscription or will be able to have access to that. That will be correct.
This is a total. I'm telling you, I didn't receive, just like I haven't received this, I didn't receive anything from Bites Hub on December 20th. Letting
right.
me know that would have alerted me that, you know, I have signed up for something and I would have been calling. That didn't give me that option to do that, to cancel it right away if I didn't want it. Because I didn't get it. So I'm paying for 2 months of something that you're telling me that was sent that I don't have. So it didn't even give me that option to say, oh, I signed up with something I don't want. Until I saw it on the other side, which is the first month that I'm being charged for my December charges for Target. And then I'll get another one for my January charges from Target that I'm paying for that I never got. I never got access to anything. I wasn't signing up, to my knowledge, I wasn't signing up for anything. You know, I'm definitely going to ask Target to put an alert that if anything like this should come up again, third-party type of thing, a subscription, to make me aware because I had no knowledge that just by completing a survey, I was signing up for something. And then you're telling me, okay, if it's my responsibility because I signed up for it, that you received something that I didn't get. With that in mind, I would say, okay, maybe the customer is saying they didn't get it. Maybe something happened in the sending through her email. She didn't get it. I'm telling you I didn't get it. I got to take your word, but you don't take my word. I don't have anything. I've got nothing. We've been talking for 5 minutes, good 3 to 5 minutes. I've got no separate email again for the link from you. So is it possible that somebody missed a letter or something in sending me, in my name, it's a long name, and sending this email on the 20th and I never got it?
So I've submitted it up for you, ma'am. That make sure you look out for that email. If you have not received, remember I said I just get provided you an estimated time frame. It does not mean that it will reflect. So you would just have to wait for that email to be sent.
Okay. I'm asking you about the 20th.
And what was the question, ma'am?
The question is, you know, I'm appealing to you because I'm telling you, if I unknowingly signed up for this subscription and it's my responsibility to pay for this subscription, I should have received your initial email that gives me to download the app and to get into whatever this subscription is for. I haven't received anything. So had I gotten it on the 20th, and looked at it on the 20th and said, what is this? I don't know what this is that it says congratulations or whatever. You signed up for this. Here's our link and so forth and so on. I would have contacted you then to cancel it because it's not something I was interested in or, you know, knowingly signed up for. And now I'm paying for something that you can't show me the email. We having problems right now. You said 3 to 5 minutes or 10 minutes. We've been talking almost that long, actually, and I've got nothing with this email.
Yes, ma'am. So it's been submitted up to our upper team. They will be reaching out to you. Like I said, if it's not reflecting, I cannot give I just provided you an estimated time frame, but there's no, you know, exact time the email will post. You would just have to look out for that email, which will be sent shortly.
Okay.
So as a recap, ma'am, everything is canceled. We will not be issuing any refunds. The charges are valid due to our terms and conditions are agreed upon. I've also submitted the email for you, so make sure you know, checking through. They should be sending that to you shortly in regards to the link for the Bites Hub meal planning application.
Okay. I'm very dissatisfied with how this has been handled, actually. Very dissatisfied. And I'm going to let everybody I know about Bites Hub in a very negative way. I don't even know, you know, if the survey pertained to Bites Hub in the initial survey.
Right, they're partnered together, ma'am. That Sleep Station Enter is partnered with our meal plan Bites Hub, so that would be correct.
Yeah. So, it's a really a way of getting money out of people unknowingly. You know, you kind of go behind the scenes to get money out of people unknowingly, and then hope that they don't see it on their credit card, because I received nothing on the 20th.
Yes, ma'am, but what I advise.
Yes, go ahead.
But what I advise all, you know, customers, you know, is to fully, you know, read through the terms and conditions, because a lot of times if you're not reading through those instances, like, you know, as of such, you know, if without you reading through those terms, you don't have a grasp as far as with the you know, full understanding of the offer being provided. So I definitely understand where you are coming from. I do apologize for any inconveniences that this may have caused. As far as with our terms and conditions,
it's a very hard inconvenience because, you know, I'm struggling to pay bills as it is. And, you know, to have a $100 bill for something I didn't know I was signing up for. And then in my view, I didn't receive it. It would be different if I received something, but I didn't get anything. I didn't get the download to get the whatever the recipes or the subscription. I didn't get it.
Right.
So that's what you're hoping, that the customer won't know what's going on.
Well, it's not that, ma'am, because if we, you know, did not want, you know, you to have a know what you would sign up for, we would not include the terms and conditions, you know, but we include those terms and conditions just like, you know, with
that, but I also think that there was something that was not done on the side of your company that didn't send me the download.
Right. So in regards to that, ma'am, I've already rectified that. I've submitted it up. Like I said, they will send an email shortly. I do apologize. I've just provided an estimated time frame between, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, but it can take longer for them to have the email sent out. So I say, you know, possibly if you don't, you know, you should be receiving that within the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
But that's just an estimated time. But that, again, the estimated time frame I provide is just, you know, an estimated time. That way you can, you know, look out for the email, or possibly you'd be checking within that time frame. But it could be, you know, longer than that for you to receive it, but it's already submitted up for you to receive that email. So I have submitted that information up for you today.
And if I never get that email, that just goes to the point that I never got the email on the 20th.
I mean, you're going to receive it, ma'am. I do apologize, you know, as far as with you not initially receiving it, but we're going to make sure that you receive that email. So again, I have submitted that up for you. You will just have to wait, you know, as far as with that information being sent over.
Okay. All right.
All right, ma'am. Well, of course, as a recap, everything's canceled. You do have the confirmation in regards to that as well, and there won't be any charges made from this point. And just make sure that you do check your email. Like I said, they're going to have that link resent back out to you. So just make sure you're checking the inbox and the spam folder as well.
Well, thank you. Other than that, Sellers, Ms. Sellers, did you have any other questions besides that for him, or was that
I don't have any additional questions for him.
Okay, then I would
disappointed though.
So I'll disconnect the call with them, and then I can speak further to you.
Okay, that's great. Yes, thank you.
All right.